in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner. Welcome. Celebrating our 32nd year, Steve Garner and Chef John Ash. Hello, Chef John Ash.
Hello. How are you?
So you've just flown in from somewhere, haven't you?
I did. I flew, and it's no fun to fly anymore, I have to say.
Well, I go first class, so I wouldn't know.
Actually, I went business class.
You
this
did?
Time. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I got to charge it off, so that was great. Yes, I just came back from Amherst, University of Massachusetts at Amherst, who... This is their 25th anniversary of a chef's conference that's there. And these are all of the chefs and management companies who run college and university feeding programs. And you often don't think about that, but it's a huge business, you know, but it's one that we don't know a lot about. And it's so fascinating because when I think you and I have talked about this, when I went to college, you went down the cafeteria line with a god-awful little plastic tray and they'd just plop stuff on your plate, which wasn't very good. It ain't that way anymore. These colleges and universities have amazing food halls with every ethnic cuisine you can imagine, cooked to order, and it's really quite extraordinary. And part of it is that it's a great recruiting tool for colleges and universities, because if they can show young people that they're going to eat well while they're there, it's another reason to go.
What was your role in the conference?
So I gave, my focus was on sustainable seafood. You know, that's my association with Monterey Bay Aquarium for all these years. So I gave a little keynote address about the state of seafood sustainability today. You know, and there's some good things happening, but there's also some not very good things happening out there. And talked a good deal about farming and how that's the future, you know, for seafood, because we can't take any more from the seas. They're tapped out, and so aquaculture is the future. Not only for shellfish, but for all the finfish and all of that too.
So. Congratulations to last week's North Coast Wine and Food Festival, which you've participated in once again.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun out there. Some 30 chefs and 90 different wines and wineries, gold medal wineries at Somo Village and Roner Park. And you did something really fascinating, as you always do. You do the only interactive exhibit at this Taste Around, where people actually construct their own food. What did you do this year?
So this year we did street tacos, but instead of using the usual suspects, we used exotic mushrooms supplied by Gourmet Mushroom in Sebastopol, which was really a lot of fun. And then had all the traditional condiments like, you know, pico de gallo and guacamole and cotija and all of those kinds of things. It was really pretty.
And there's a lovely photo of you with our two
tortillas. Yes, making tortillas there. And if people wanted to, and a lot of people took us up on it, made their own tortillas or at least pressed them out, because most people have never done that, you know.
Using the comal?
Yeah, and these two women, they could just turn it out like you couldn't believe.
So there were 1,600 people that came to the event, and probably 400 or 500 made tacos.
I think more
at your stand.
I think more than that.
And this was all a benefit for the Sonoma Family Meal. A lot of the proceeds went to this great organization that makes chef-made meals for families who lost their homes here in the 2017 Sonoma County wildfires.
Yeah, they did such a great job during the fires to feed people and do all of that. And they're now launching, they want to create a foundation that teaches people how to cook, you know, people can find jobs with it and continue their work to feed those who need to be fed.
And once again, we want to thank Gourmet Mushrooms that supplied all the beautiful mushrooms for the tacos, as well as La Tortilla Factory. And also El Molino Central from Boys Hot Springs that contributed the masa.
The masa to make the tortillas.
I'm flattening the tortillas.
Look at you.
That's pretty cool. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we hope to do it again next week. We want to welcome, we have a whole gaggle of folks here today. We have Michelle Nagat, who's the Director of Development and Communications for La Cocina. Welcome to you.
Thank you so much. Nice being here.
And to your immediate right, you have Sarah, is it Quadri?
It is Quadri.
And you are the Municipal Marketplace Manager for La Cocina.
I am, sir.
And what does that entail?
So later this year, La Cocina will be opening a municipal marketplace in the Tenderloin of San Francisco. I will be managing that project along with several of our other team members. But there we'll have 7 La Cocina entrepreneurs. They're cooking and selling food 7 days a week, and they're for the community.
Where is that going to be?
It's on the corner of Golden Gate and Hyde. It's the old post office, and we're going to be converting that into a 7,000 square foot marketplace.
That is wild, and it's going to be open by the end of the year?
Correct.
Because there isn't anything in the Tenderloin, is there, really?
Not, well, there's lots of great places to go and eat, but nothing like this.
Yes, where they
can really access affordable and healthy
food.
And if to your right, Sarah, is Lamis Dabur. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be part of the interview today.
And your establishment is called Mama Lamis?
Yeah.
I like the sound of it.
You know, I tried my best to... like kind of like create a catchy name, so everyone.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, everyone loves his mom's food.
Yeah,
and I'm trying my best, like to serve really like a real mom's food.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. And next to you is Farnay McPherson from Mini Bells. That's the name of your company. Eh?
Yes. Hello. Thanks for having us.
And what kind of food do you do?
So I do soul food, Southern food. Right now, we have a kiosk inside of the Emeryville Public Market. And it's a fried chicken joint concept. So we have a rosemary fried chicken with southern sides, mac and cheese, greens, cornbread.
So I have to tell you, this guy, Steve Garner, grew up in the South. He grew up in Kentucky. And imagines himself, not imagines, he really is one of the great fried chicken cooks on the planet.
My claim to fame is John Ash won a James Beard Award for his book, Culinary Birds, a couple years ago, and I contributed the Southern fried chicken recipe to this award-winning book.
Incredible.
So, and he sweated it so much. He was making little changes.
I was. John will never have me do a recipe for any of his books, because it was every night, 3 a.m. No. Yeah. It needs to have this much salt. You know how it is.
I definitely know how it is. I went through that with my recipe, and so I do a rosemary fried chicken, and I just happened to have rosemary left over from another dish that I was doing, and I was making fried chicken that day, and I was like, I'm gonna just throw it in there, and it worked.
Serendipity sometimes things just work.
Accidents, I think,
accidents are great.
So Michelle, give folks the historical timeline of how La Cocina began.
Thanks so much for having us. Just to give background on La Cocina, we are based in San Francisco. Our mission really is to cultivate low-income food entrepreneurs as they formalize and grow their businesses. We do this by providing affordable cooking, commercial kitchen space, by providing industry-specific technical assistance. A lot of people come through our program feeling like they've just completed an MBA in a six-month period. And then we also give access to marketing opportunities that could be in the form of catering gigs, kiosk, pop-ups, and ideally that could culminate into the form of a brick-and-mortar restaurant. For 30 of our entrepreneurs that's happened. We focus primarily on serving communities of color and immigrant communities and women in those communities. Really, the goal of the organization is economic self-sufficiency. We want to help ensure that these businesses are asset-generating businesses, that they're saving capital and saving assets so that they can grow and thrive in this economic space, especially in this difficult, challenging environment as the Bay Area.
Every great idea begins with the vision of one person, doesn't it? Who came up with this idea?
Yeah, it actually started with the Women's Building of California, and they had the idea to develop this incubator concept. And Caleb Zegas and not too far off Leticia Landa, who are kind of the heads of La Cocina, started off as volunteering. It was really just a three-person type of team, and they started with very few a few businesses. And now it's grown to a situation where we have 30 graduates who have brick and mortar restaurants just over the last year. These graduate businesses have made $12 million in sales. They've generated 152 full-time jobs. They've generated 26 part-time jobs, and that's of the 22 graduate businesses that have kind of reported earnings over 2018.
So how many people have, in addition to those who have restaurants now of their own, how many others have gone through who maybe don't have a restaurant but are doing catering and things like that?
Yeah, we've serviced, over the course of the last 14 years, we've serviced under 100 entrepreneurs. And of course, you know, with those, it might seem like a small number, but you know, we're growing businesses here, and those businesses bring on dozens of their own employees, and the impact that those one single businesses have, not only on their family, but they have an impact on the community and eventually the city. You know, ideally, you know, the purpose of La Casino really is to say that if this country or if this industry or this economy were truly equitable, you'd be seeing businesses like Frenet and Lamise everywhere. And I think that the lovely part about that is that it's not hard to do. You know, it just takes investment, it takes dedication, it takes a belief in the fact that equity is a value that we all want to live with. And we benefit from all these businesses because we're eating better, we're living equitable, and you know, we love the fact that we can provide the services that help these businesses thrive.
So can people come and visit La Cocina?
They, you know, we always have our doors open. Uh-huh. They can stop by and check us out. They might not be able to take a full tour of the kitchen, depending on how busy it is, but our doors are welcome. And for those folks that are interested in going through our incubator program, we strongly recommend that you stop by, take an application. We actually have orientations that happen at least 3 times a year, where we allow potential entrepreneurs to come in, learn about our program. It's a two-hour program with our program manager, Emiliana Puyana, and she does a fantastic job of just letting people know what they can expect through our incubator program. And then those attendees can sign up to you know, apply, and then we select a certain amount for each cohort that we work with.
So most people are based in San Francisco in the East Bay and South Bay?
They're focused mostly in the Bay Area. Yeah.
So the orientation process, and then people go through an application process.
Correct.
And then there's a vetting process.
Yeah.
And you see whether they're qualified. There's certain, maybe not income requirements, because most people are pretty poor, I would guess, that are applying.
I mean, I'd love for Renee and Lamise to just explain their experience of finding out about us and joining us.
And both Frenet and Lamise have recipes, and their stories are in the book. And we'll get to the book in a bit, La Cocina, where it's so moving. I was just brought to tears about some of the stories of the struggles that all the entrepreneurs that contributed to the book, the struggles that they did. But there's so much joy in the book, too. It's not just sad. There's sad, but then there's triumphant stories about how people overcome great odds.
It's sort of rising above, I guess. You know, there, a lot of folks had hard luck and, you know, all kinds of stories that are there. So in the beginning of the book, I just want to ask you, I thought it was an interesting comment. You say the stories in the book collide. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think, you know, wealth inequity really begins at birth and is perpetuated throughout an individual's life. And, you know, women, immigrants, and people of color, they experience racism, sexism, and implicit biases that, and a comparative lack of opportunities in the formal job market. And then I think, you know, when you look at all these businesses, that's what they have in common. You know, all of these challenges are different for everybody, but they all have something in common as far as the comparative you know, lack of opportunities. And I think what the book has done, and really it's 14 years in the making because that's how long we've been around, is this collision of these incredible stories of resistance, persistence, resilience, from a variety of different backgrounds. And it really makes you realize how when you read these stories, there's just a common thread. It's this idea of wanting to establish an equitable landscape within the food industry, and that we all benefit from this diversity.
I loved Caleb's comment in his introduction that the folks that contributed to this cookbook were selling food on street corners before there were pop-ups with brokers and websites.
And,
so this is
and trucks and all of that.
No, yeah. It's true. I mean, being excluded from good jobs in the mainstream market has prompted many of these women to you know, particularly low-income women, to start their own businesses informally. And some often that happens within their own homes.
We'll take a break at that point and be right back with members of La Cocina. They're visiting us today live in the KSRO kitchen to celebrate the release of We Are La Cocina, Recipes in Pursuit of the American Dream. The book, what, came out a week or two ago? Just a couple weeks. Congratulations on that. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash back after this.
Windsor, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts, the best produce this season from Singing Frogs, Bernier, Armstrong Valley, and Lantern Farm. The Beet Generation has a large selection of fresh-made pasta, savor farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses, and fresh fruit, apricots, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, and cherries. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, and duck. Anna's fresh seafood and Franco's freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors, the Greengrocer's Farm Fresh menu, Lata's Indian Cuisine is returned with their exotic dishes, and Ellie's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
The family at Egan and Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home celebrate Dad this Father's Day for believing in us enough to keep on trying and loving us enough to make us grow. Egan and Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home celebrate, remember, and honor you this Father's Day. Saturday, June 15th. It's the Cotati Music Festival from noon to 6 in La Plaza Park. Enjoy fantastic food, beer, vendors, and free live music in the heart of downtown Cotati. Kicking it off at noon, it's Nate Lopez, the Bluebirds, Hangman's Daughter, Gator Nation, and capping it off with the Big Fit, the Cotati Music Festival. Saturday, June 15th, noon to 6. Info at Cotati.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
I'm sorry, a little late getting back because we were just throwing a loop. Someone just called. They don't want to be on the air, but they volunteered to donate a fully outfitted, functioning concessions trailer to your organization, La Cocina.
That is truly incredible.
And this is not a public radio fundraiser.
No, that's just a really nice person.
This was a call that just came in out of the blue, so we'll hook you up with this caller.
I love it. Thank you so much for this person. We're so grateful. You know, one of the things that is so... It's so lovely about working at this organization is the volunteers. You know, we couldn't do what we do without the hundreds of volunteers that help support us. So thank you so much for your contribution.
Sarah, how did you get involved in La Cocina? What's your background?
Well, I grew up in the Bay Area, grew up working in restaurants and events, and always knew about La Cocina. So kind of worked on the street food festival in different capacities throughout the years. And then last year, the job that I had became very clear that I did not want it anymore, and I really wanted to work with more intention to that. Just I love restaurants, I love bringing people food, but I wanted something more out of it. I obviously knew Caleb, and I reached out to him, and there was a couple projects that were coming up, and when he told me about this one, I wanted to wait for it, and I wanted to work with La Cocina, and I really wanted to make a change in my own kind of professional career. So here I am.
And so you'll be kind of the overseer for the new marketplace?
Correct, yes. And again, with the team, so yeah. I won't be doing it just all alone, but I will be on site every day.
How big a space is this?
7,000 square feet.
Oh, that's a nice space.
Yeah.
So when you open, or just before you open, you have to let us know, and we'll let everybody else know.
Absolutely. Okay. You guys should come
and
to the opening.
This is the old post office. Yeah.
Correct.
And the location?
On the corner of Golden Gate and Hyde.
Okay, Golden Gate and Hyde.
So we should, because we have two of the graduates, is that the right word of this incubator program, with us, it would be great to have you tell us your stories and what happened, how you heard about La Cocina, what the process was, and where you are now.
Lamise, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little about your background. When you came to the United States, what your experience was before coming to the U.S.
Thank you. So, as I mentioned previously, my name is Lamise Dabur, and now I'm really happy that I am the chef and owner of Mama Lamise. And basically, my company called Tabunia Brood Catering Company, the meaning of it, it's a clay oven that gets to be in my dad's town back home in Palestine. So Tabun is a clay oven. And I like intentionally meant to name my company that goes back to my, you know, origin as a Palestinian. So basically, I am Palestinian, but I born in Kuwait and I lived for 26. I experienced the war between Iraq and Kuwait. I love to be in the kitchen 24/7. I don't care. As long as there's someone doing the dishes, I don't care. I just want to cook. So I get used to sneak to my mom's kitchen since I was like 9-10 years. And she get used to kick me out. And I told her, no, I want to be there. And she get. And then, you know, in Kuwait, the heat, the temperature is very high, doesn't allow anybody to be in the kitchen. So I was lucky she got admitted to the hospital for a C-section. And I was like, oh my God, this is my chance. I want to be there. I want to be the chef. So basically, I came from a big family. You know, my uncle get used to live with us, a father, four brothers, five sisters. So they need a chef to cook for them. They can't afford eating outside. So I was like the chef of the family. And it just like, I love to cook. It just like, I feel like it's a stress relief for me to be inside the kitchen. You know, I love to enjoy people eating my food.
And how did you get to the U.S.?
So when the war happened, unfortunately, you know, we got kind of like bothered by, unfortunately, by the Kuwaiti people and the Iraqi people. And even I born in Kuwait, that doesn't mean or allow me to have a Kuwaiti nationality. They said, oh, you're Palestinian, you have to leave. And at this point, I came to United States. I got my green card, you know, but...
Where did you at first come? To San Francisco, or did you...
I moved to San Francisco, but unfortunately, there is another incident happened to me through the family where they forced me for an arranged marriage.
Oh.
And I end up going back, you know, to Jordan and live with someone I never saw. I never, you know, got along with him. And I stayed for a while, but I was lucky to get a job with the United Nations there. So I worked for the UNRWA for almost like 16 years. And, you know, I was sympathizing with my ex-husband because of the situation of his dad being paralyzed. But after his dad passed away, I told him, you know, I want to go back where my family is. Okay. So, you know, I did everything for him and we immigrated. But unfortunately, I end up divorced, a single mom, and being a domestic violence victim, which is like, I felt like at least I want to ask for one of my rights, be my freedom. And unfortunately, after I decided to take this decision, no one was like in the family or my ex-husband, you know, by the command, you know, or by the tradition, is willing, you know, to help me over my situation. Especially having a 3 kids was really tough.
So who told you you should hook up with Lacosina?
I know.
How did this happen?
get used to work for the Consulate of Yemen, and the war, you know, the revolution happened in Yemen, and I got laid off. And the situation happened exactly when my kids graduated from middle school and high school, and they start asking me, oh, Mama, we need money as a gift card for the you know, the staff and the principal and the teachers. And I said, what? This is like too much on me. But I was thinking, you know, guys, I could do kind of like a feast for the middle school and the high school. Oh. And instead of, you know, giving your gift cards, I could do this.
The food.
Yeah. Yeah. And I dropped the food, I set up everything, and I came after that to pick up, and I was like, everyone was mad at me, and I thought something wrong went wrong. And they said, this is crazy. Why you are sitting behind a computer doing business administration? Your food is amazing. And I told him, guys, what are you talking about? Like, having a food business, especially in San Francisco, is a lot of money. And I live in a low housing income. I'm a single mom. I have 3 kids. I don't have the budget. I don't have the capital. At that point, you know, the manager of the low housing income that I live in, her name is Luba Gomez. She told me, Lamise, you know, we have to look if there is a nonprofit can help you over your dream. And I was like really fortunate to meet La Cocina, and I met the first one, Leticia. And she told me, Lamise, you have to go and do your business plan. And at that time, you know, the fluency in English doesn't help me to do my business plan. And I said, what are you talking about? And, you know, with the help of my kids, you know, I went back, kind of like back to school, to some college classes, and I went to MEDA to understand how to prepare your business plan. And I passed, you know, I submitted to La Cocina and I passed. And after that, there was an interview, and the experts, they said, oh, we want to try your food. What makes you special about your food? So I made the traditional dishes with my grandma get used to do. So when I served them, they were like, you know, this is amazing. It's not in the market. And that's what I'm insisting to do it. And Lamise, I want to do it.
We'll take a break. Lamise, yeah. Dabur, Mama Lamise is the result of this journey. We find you today.
So you have to tell us also where it's at and how we get to you.
And then we'll talk about the recipes, and then we'll talk about Fernay, your journey of finding La Cocina. One of you will win an autographed copy of this brand new book, We Are La Cocina, Recipes in Pursuit of the American Dream, at the end of the show today. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen today.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week, year-round.
Wednesday and Saturday mornings, 8:30 to 1, continue the tradition at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Veterans Building across from the fairgrounds. The berries and stone fruit are in. Stony Point strawberries are super sweet. Rojas Family Farms has blueberries and citrus. Camacho Farms has a variety of produce, including radishes. Coyote Family Farms has an abundance of beautiful flowers as well as lettuce and sugar snap peas. Toscano Family Farm is selling their organic dried stevia, natural sweetener, garlic, and peppers. Sushi Shubu Japanese Food has ramen and teriyaki bowls. Stop by the Greek Table for some great hummus, pita chips, and Greek salads. Bud's Custom Meats has fresh, locally grown meats, and get the freshest catch at Santa Rosa Seafood. Find out why we were voted Best Farmers Market in Sonoma County again in 2018.
Check out communityfarmersmarkets.com.
Win a Toyota Tacoma, cash, and more this month at Grayton. Play to enter the Tacomas in Cash giveaway on June 28th. Plus, Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to 10,000 cash in the wild winning slot tournaments. Sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
The family at Egan and Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home celebrate Dad this Father's Day for believing in us enough to keep on trying and loving us enough to make us grow. Egan and Lance Chapel and Fred Young Funeral Home celebrate, remember, and honor you this Father's Day.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Scattered clouds throughout the weekend, partly cloudy today at 73, 60 on the coast, mostly cloudy tonight, low 52, 50 on the shores. More clouds for Sunday at 78, 64 in Bodega Bay. Monday does get a bit warmer at 86, 70 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Steve Garner in the KSRO kitchen, as always, with Chef John Ash. Michelle Massat and Sarah Caudry are with us. Sarah is the Municipal Marketplace Manager for the soon-to-be-opened Marketplace in San Francisco from La Cocina. And Michelle Massat is the Director of Development and Communications. We heard from La Mise Dabour, Mama La Mise Kitchen.
And so, before we tell us where you're at. How do we find you? Where is that
Mama Lemmy's Kitchen? Where do we find you?
So basically, we're going to open our new kiosk at Emeryville Marketplace. So guys, you're most welcome, please. Love to see you, and we love to serve you, and we want you to try the traditional Palestinian food at the marketplace.
Fantastic.
Plus, we do catering, like when it is like a big amount of catering, we do it through La Cocina and using their, you know,
their kitchen.
And I'm going to butcher these names. So is it makluba?
Yes.
Okay. And that's an upside down layered rice cake with vegetables. And that's one of the recipes you contributed to the book on page 231. And the other one is samak.
Mashoui bilfiran.
Okay.
Make it easy for you.
And that's an oven-baked fish. And these are traditional recipes from Kuwait, where you grew up?
The makluba is a traditional dish from Palestine. And the samak mashoui bilfiran is from Kuwait.
Now, Frenay, your story. How did you end up with your business?
So I started my business in 2008 after graduating from culinary school. I worked for AT&T for some years and went through a series of relocated a lot. And so after the last relocation, I decided to go to culinary school because I've always had this passion for cooking. And after culinary school, I started just with cooking plates out of my house, just selling plates in my community where I grew up. And
where'd you grow up?
In the Fillmore in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So I started to research and look for some resources that can help me to develop the business, because I just had this passion to cook. I knew nothing about business. And I started getting some resources from a program called Urban Solutions. And at the time, La Cocina partnered with Urban Solutions in the city of San Francisco to a program called the Fillmore Mobile Food. And that's where I first learned about La Cocina. And from that program, I went through a series of classes, and La Cocina bought me into their program after that. And from that program, I got a food trailer. I was awarded the food trailer. And I operated my trailer for a few years, but it didn't, unfortunately, that didn't work out for me. And I focused more on my corporate and special event catering. And now we are in Emeryville.
Well, so, it sounds so simple.
Yeah.
That was a brief summary. Very, very brief. It was,
so talk a little bit about your food and what it is. I mean, what kinds of things? We'll mention the recipes that you included in the book, but soul food is, you know, I don't know, because I'm not from the South. Steve knows what soul food is.
Well, where's your family from? Where did these recipes come from?
So my family is from Texas. My mother came when she was a little girl from Port Arthur, Texas, and they migrated here on the bus.
Now, do you know, the only thing I know about Port Arthur is, did you see the movie Shawshank Redemption?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Morgan Freeman when he took the bus after he was released from prison, where he took the bus?
I didn't know Port Arthur,
Texas,
was included in that. I didn't know that.
And that's the only, when I read this book, I thought, what do I know about Port Arthur? There's something in the back of my mind. And I remembered this, because I remember he said, I'm going to take a bus to Port Arthur, Texas, before he crossed over to Mexico at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. So that's what rung a bell for me. So continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No worries. So my mom came here from Port Arthur, Texas. So a lot of the dishes that I cook are just, it's food that I grew up eating. You know, when I graduated from culinary school and wanted to start a business, I was trying to figure out, well, what do? You know, I have to be fancy. You know, I'm coming out of culinary school. And then I realized that I can just do what I do, you know, do what I grew up eating. I put my little twists and spins on things, but a lot of the food is inspired by my family. The name Minnie Bells is a combination of my great aunt, her name is Minnie, and my grandmother's name was Lily Bell. So they were the two women that inspired me. And, naming my business after them was my way of taking them on this journey with me. And my aunt, she's still here. She's 86 years old. So
oh, that's great.
Does she approve of your food?
Oh, she does. Like, she absolutely does. Like,
so who's the picture of this handsome gentleman?
So this is actually my uncle. My uncle and my dad are like the pit masters of our family, as you can see from that picture. But yeah, my uncle and my dad, they throw down on the grill.
Well,
so that's my uncle, and then there's another picture of my dad.
And this beautiful picture of your extended
family.
And
this is my childhood home. This is where I grew up. This is my mother.
Your aunts are there?
This is my auntie, but my Aunt Minnie is on the other page. Oh. But
here's another.
My Aunt Minnie, and that's my dad.
So can I ask you, I don't want to take you too far off of it, but in the book, you talk about the Fillmore and how the Fillmore has changed, and that in some ways, I mean, it was always a live place, but it was it's gotten gentrified, I guess. I mean, that's true of all of San Francisco.
Well, after redevelopment happened, they just tore down the whole neighborhood.
And redevelopment happened actually before I was born, so
in the 60s,
I think,
or so.
Yeah, in the 60s. So the Fillmore, I am third generation, so I think our family experienced different levels, you know. My great aunt, she came, she was very young. So my aunt is my dad's auntie. Oh. Lily Bell was my mother's mother. Oh. And my father was born in San Francisco, so my father is also a native. And so when my grandmother and my aunt, they came very young. So they saw a different Fillmore than what my father saw and what I saw. And just the stories of learning the history, it was just rich in African-American businesses and restaurants and jazz clubs. And so I didn't get to see that. And now it's non-existent. So it's been a major change in...
Will it ever come back? Probably not.
You know, I don't think so. I don't think it will come back. But I'm on a journey, a quest to have a presence there. You know, it hasn't happened so far. I'm in Emeryville, which is across the bay. But I'm still working on that. You know, I'm still working on having a presence.
So do you have a brick and mortar restaurant in Emeryville?
In Emeryville, yes. Inside of Public Market. So I'm actually in the pop-up space that was designated to La Cocina inside of the Public Market. But I just recently signed my long-term lease and will be moving to my permanent kiosk in the next few weeks or so.
So when will you open, do you think?
I'm hoping to... I was supposed to open next week.
What are you doing here?
But I didn't have it. So I'm now my target goal is mid July.
And are you getting open 7 days a week?
Open 7 days a week.
For lunch and dinner?
Lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'll be down.
Mini you can bells. Come now. We're open now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Okay. We're still open. So when we do close, it'll just be a couple of days to transition over to
Remarkable. Fernay McPherson from Mini Bells. You contributed a couple of recipes, that fried chicken recipe and also the mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese is my grandmother taught my mom and my mom taught me.
This has some history. This
definitely
mac
and
cheese. Yeah.
It's not off a craft.
And if you want to try Frenay's amazing food, she has a special event actually coming up next week.
Mm. And it's actually Juneteenth, which originated in Texas.
That's right.
1865.
So where's the event?
It will be in Emeryville. It'll be at the Emeryville Public Market, 5959 Shellmount Street. But you can definitely purchase tickets to the event. There's a link on my website and also in our Instagram bio.
And when exactly is the event? What time is it?
It is Wednesday, July 19th at 7 p.m.
And Frenay, can you give people a little bit background about Juneteenth and its significance?
So Juneteenth, commemorates the day that the soldiers sailed into Galveston, Texas to let folks know that the Civil War was over. And it was actually 2 years after, the Emancipation Proclamation. And it was the first time that a lot of those slaves found out about their freedom. So that was known as Juneteenth Day, the day that everyone celebrated that freedom. Mm-hmm.
Very important date in American Black history. We'll be back after this, and we'll talk a little bit about more recipes. There's how many recipes and how many contributors are there in the book?
There are 40 women, amazing, talented women in this book, and 120 recipes.
And I bet you have a few favorites, don't you, Michelle? And Sarah, you have a few favorites. And Lamisha, everyone will talk about their favorites. And we'll talk about our favorites. Chef John Ash and Steve Garner in the KS Arto Kitchen. One of you will win an autographed copy of this book. And it's going to be a landmark book. John, we've been judges for the James Beard Society and the Julia Child IACP Cookbook Awards since we started this show. I wish they have every type of new category for cookbooks, but they don't have one that's called Most Inspirational Cookbook. Mm. I think that would be the next category I would suggest. And I think this book would probably win that category. Yeah. We'll be back after this.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
We all know what a bucket list is. By now, we've all made one. But what's the best value, time-efficient, and the richest experience? Consider cruises. With the right cruise line, you get to know the culture and see the sights efficiently. Silversea Cruises is the right cruise line, where each room is a suite complete with a dedicated butler. It's all-inclusive luxury. All onboard amenities are included. Beverages, gratuities, even Wi-Fi. And on the expeditions, all land excursions are included. There are no more than 600 guests per ship on the classic cruises and between 100 and 250 on the expedition cruises. With almost twice as many destinations as any other cruise line, your bucket list is bound to be available. Fares include free round-trip economy class air and 10% early booking discount. Work with a travel professional like KSRO's Elise Corey and her team at TravelWise to ensure the best deal, virtuoso amenities, and seamless planning of all the details. Email ksro@travelwise.net.
It's 8 decades of fun at the Sonoma Marin Fair, June 19th to the 23rd, where all the concerts and carnival rides are included in the price of admission.
Enjoy live music and entertainment every day, the world's ugliest dog contest, and sprint car races.
Opening night Wednesday, June 19th, it's Loverboy, and Friday is Lifehouse. Taste award-winning wines from the North of the Gate Wine Competition in the Wine Garden, and meet the winemakers at the Taste of the Gate event Saturday evening.
Tickets and info at sonoma-marinfair.org.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
He pulls up his little chair to the sink in the morning to watch his dad shave. He stands on the seat and stares with eyes wide, anticipating the day he'll have his first whiskers. Now, your dad was a traditionalist at first. Lots of thick shaving cream, couple of nicks, and some new words you couldn't tell Mom. Then one day you heard a hum, almost a purring coming from the bathroom. Dad picked up an electric shaver at Hardesty's. Wow, this thing was cool. It had a trimmer and it cleaned itself. Dad went off to work, Mom headed for the store, and you were home alone, trying out Dad's new shaver. Whether you're young or old or any stage in between, Hardesty's has an electric shaver for you, as a gift, for graduation, or just for a closer shave. And remember, Hardesty's has been repairing shavers since 1924. Hardesty's Homewares. There's no place like home. There's no place like Hardesty's. Hardesty's Homewares, open Monday through Saturday in Farmers Lane Plaza at the corner of Farmers Lane and Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts, the best produce this season from Singing Frogs, Bernier, Armstrong Valley, and Lantern Farm. The Beet Generation has a large selection of fresh-made pasta, Savor Farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses, and fresh fruit, apricots, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, and cherries. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, and duck. Anna's fresh seafood and Franco's freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors, the Greengrocer's Farm Fresh menu, Lata's Indian Cuisine is returned with their exotic dishes, and Ellie's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, and we're with the members, the family called La Cocina. The new book is We Are La Cocina, Recipes in Pursuit of the American Dream. The photography is spectacular in this book. John, you worked with the photographer.
Yes, with Eric Wolfinger. He's an amazing photographer and wasn't always a photographer. He actually worked making bread and then somehow transitioned because he took really beautiful pictures, which his first job was with Tartine.
With La Tartine, yeah. The bakery.
Yeah.
And he's been on a board with La Cocina for many years, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's actually volunteered and provided his services pro bono for a lot of our efforts. We have a longstanding relationship with Eric, and we're just so grateful that he can lend his talent to this incredible book.
Right. You mentioned cupcakes in the break.
Yes, I do, because I have, I love cupcakes. But Elvia Buendia, she runs La Luna Cupcakes in downtown San Francisco, and she runs that business with her daughter, and she has a recipe in the book for Tres Leches Cupcakes. It's one of my favorites, and hers is the best. I also love Alma Rodriguez's Mixiotes. It's meat that's marinated and steamed in avocado banana leaves. Mm. And I actually just had her cater a baby shower that I was doing last Sunday, and I had the benefit of enjoying her food over the weekend. So,
Sarah, you were saying that this Wednesday there's an opportunity to taste some of these foods, things from the book?
Yeah, so part of the application process, after folks have attended the orientation and are interested in seeing more about the La Cocina program, we have an event called Drop-In Market. So it's happening this Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock at our offices. And at that time, we invite those who are interested in participating or applying for the program to make a dish and share it with everyone. And for a lot of times, it's the first time these folks have even presented their food, talked about their concept, talked about their ideas. So it's very exciting to see someone kind of like get out of their shell. And then all of the staff, we invite our friends to come down and taste the food and give feedback, ask questions, and just kind of like have a nice interaction with everyone to see how they feel about their concept, kind of where they might fit in, and just kind of to the next step in that application process.
Leticia wrote a wonderful story, an introduction about being in Auckland, presenting a talk, and that this is being replicated around the world, this concept of La Cocina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're starting to see more incubator kitchens popping up throughout the United States, and we're lucky to have be a part of that movement. We really just hope that more of these incubator kitchens, affordable incubator kitchens, can pop up throughout the United States and provide opportunities for women such as Fernay and Lamiz, the chance to grow their businesses in a sustainable
but
way.
But it takes money to do these things. And so if people are interested in helping, volunteering, how do they go about finding
out? Yeah, they can definitely find us on our website at lacocinasf.org. There are lots of ways to get involved. You know, obviously, one easy way is to become a member. You can provide a monthly donation to La Cocina. We're still running a capital campaign to fund the development of the municipal marketplace. That takes a lot of capital, and we've been fortunate to get the city behind us in providing some of the funds for that. But it still takes money to not only establish the municipal marketplace, but continue to sustain it over the course of several years. And so we want to bring more people into the program, and that takes money. And so you can find out more about us on our website.
So did Fernay and Lamise, did you both participate in the San Francisco Street Food Festival? Were you part of that?
I did it last year.
Uh-huh.
So I've been a part of four.
Wow. Sounds like a great party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took a few years off, but I came back last year.
Is it Folsom Street, or is it?
It's going to be at the Power Station in San Francisco near the Dog Patch, and so this year we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the food festival, and that's going to happen mid-October. And so you can find all about us. We have all of our events on the website. Oh. We're embarking on a book tour for this book. It actually kicked off last week with stops in Los Angeles, San Diego, Fresno, and our team is at Aspen Food and Wine Classic, and they will be headed to New York, Boston, Detroit, Chicago, Washington, D.C. So if you have friends in these cities, please encourage them to check out our site and visit our events and support our team.
And in a couple of weeks, June 29th, you're at Book Passage in San Francisco. Leticia's going to be there.
We're doing events at bookstores. We're doing sometimes we're doing events at restaurants with our entrepreneurs are going to be talking. So, yeah, we're excited to be going on this.
You know, one of the things that is also it's private catering. Are you a resource for that if people are looking to get some really good, unusual food and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, you can go to the entrepreneurs themselves, but another easy way to do it is just to go onto our website. We have a catering tab on there, and you can just let us know what your vision is, and our catering team, who's magnificent, will set you up with some excellent food and service.
Well, we're down to the last minute. We want to give away an autographed copy of the book. And since there's four of you here, should we do caller number four?
Whoa, would that make sense? Good idea.
Sometimes
you are just brilliant.
I strike out as much as I am.
Yeah.
I hit a home run. But yeah, why don't we do caller number four at 636-1350. We'll win this autographed copy of We Are La Cocina, Recipes in Pursuit of the American Dream, and we'll have two of the author cooks, both Fernay and Lamise, sign copies of this book. And of course, I mean, Sarah, Michelle, you can sign too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. I do want to give a shout out to Chronicle Books for being the one to publish this cookbook, and also Yawande Kamalafai, who is the recipe tester for the book.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
A lot of people contributed. It's a real keepsake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for coming from East Bay and San Francisco to join us today.
And congratulations.
Wonderful meeting you. Next week, John, it's you and me at the fair.
And, oh, boy, fair food.
Yeah, man. You get your corn dog next week at the Sonoma Marin Fair. It'll be a lot of fun, I guarantee you. We'll have a great time. So thanks for listening. Hope you'll be listening next week. I'm Steve Garner for Chef John Ash. At the Table with Clark Wolf follows the news. It's High Noon at KSRO Santa Rosa.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.